Hello, my name is John McCurdy, and I'd like to thank you for your interest in my work. If you enjoy this copyrighted recording, you can find it and much more on my website at johnmccurdy.com. Now I invite you to get comfortable, relax, take a deep breath, and enjoy the program. I am that I am. I am Johannes of Magical Service. I am also Anna of Magical Service. We're one and the same. Sometimes we like to play around with the feminine and masculine flavors, but really, it's just me, John's soul. Oh, it includes so many humans. I include so many humans from all across the timeline of this place you call Earth. So many. So much experience, so much beautiful experience and expression, oh yes. Soul is about experience and expression. That's what I care about. Oh, human. Human tries to put meanings on everything. Tries to find a purpose in everything. Oh, and gets so confused in that. That makes for a good experience, though. That you see, there is no meaning in life. None whatsoever. I exist. This life, this human life that John is experiencing, or that any of my other incarnations have experienced or will experience. Has no meaning. It's just an experience. It's just an expression. An expression of me. An expression of my consciousness. John's puzzling in his mind a little bit. He's wondering, how does awareness, which is the other word for consciousness, how does awareness express? Well, just look at yourself, dear John. You are my expression. Everything you do, everything you say, it's all me expressing. Everything you have ever done, everything you have ever said. You thought you got it all wrong. It was just me expressing, that's all. So how could you possibly have gotten it wrong? There is no right or wrong in life, except what humans imagine, what humans make up. There's no right or wrong. Everything you have ever felt, whether it felt good or whether it felt bad, was just me experiencing. Because you see, that's what we do. That's what soul does. It's what divinity does. It experiences and it expresses. That's all. So maybe when you feel into that, you can lighten up on yourself just a little bit. Maybe you can begin to let go of some of those painful experiences from the past. They were just experiences. Whatever meaning you think they had. It was all made up. John didn't really want to say that, but it's the truth. Every meaning you have ever given to anything you have ever done in any lifetime, anywhere, any experience you have ever had, any meaning that you ever gave it, was all made up. You've had that meanings that you've given things have created some amazing experiences. Some of them you didn't like so much. But they were just experiences and they contributed to the wisdom that we have now, that soul has now, that soul brings to you now, is fully available to you now if you're willing to let go of all those meanings. Oh. Oh, when you do, when you let go of all those meanings, you'll find the pain that's been stuck in your body for so long. It will dissipate because it has no more reason to be there. The pain was all about the meaning that you gave to the experience. That's hard for the human. Some of those experiences felt so meaningful to you. You rose up. You took responsibility for protecting the things that were precious to you. For protecting the planet. For protecting the love. For protecting the awareness of divinity. Oh, all these things you fought for because you thought they had meaning. Now we say they did not. They truly did not have meaning. They were amazing. They were were amazing experiences. They brought us so much wisdom, but that's a side effect. In the ultimate grand scheme of things, they have no meaning. How could they? I exist. I, your soul, I exist. I cannot not exist. I have always existed and I will always exist. So how could anything that happens within my experience have any meaning? How could any expression that I do have any meaning? Doesn't. It's just another experience. Just another expression. I'm eternal. I exist. I cannot not exist. And within that, what does it matter if I play the fool? If I get drunk and roll in the gutter, if I go to war and kill people, or if I teach love, if I simply spend my time loving people and basking in life, what does it matter? Because I exist, I cannot not exist. There's no one in all of creation that has power over me. That is any better a creator than me. Or that has any access to my creation. Nor is there anyone in all of creation who is truly affected by my creation. Now, there's a certain amount of influence where you choose it. Such a brilliant experience, this mass consciousness template that you created so that you could interact and have a somewhat shared experience. Play with each other. Beautiful, amazing. But if my human comes along and cuts your human's head off, what does it matter? I exist. You exist. We cannot not exist. That was just an experience. You get angry and come back and cut my head off. So what? It's just an experience. It's just an expression. Now, within my creation, there's an avatar with your face on it. If you're someone that John knows, John might get pissed off and shoot that person in the head, that avatar. Well, so often the person on the other side, that action, it goes through the communications network. You feel it. Think, oh. Now my avatar has to shoot me in the head. And so you kill your own body. That's why some have said every death is ultimately a suicide. No matter what the supposed cause is, it's ultimately a suicide. It's a choice. Because there is no death. There's just an experience. There's just an expression. That's all. It has no meaning. Except the meaning that human gives it. And that, my dear friends, that meaning is made up. Oh. Difficult concept. Difficult for John to let the words out so bluntly. But you see, when you start to realize that there's no meaning in any of it, there's no purpose in any of it, then that's when all of that old pain and all of that old guilt and shame that's, oh, you're struggling so hard with that. It's trying to go. It's trying to be free. It's trying to dissipate. And you're holding on so tightly because, well, it had so much meaning for you. And if you let it go, what will happen to you? What will happen to that meaning? Oh, dear friend, it's time to realize the meaning was a game. It was an illusion. It wasn't really there. When you let go of the meaning, all of that old pain will fall away. It'll just dissipate, disappear into nothing. And you'll be free. Oh, it's so hard though. You look back over this life, over your other lifetimes. So many things you're so proud of because of what they meant. Because of what you accomplished. So many things you're ashamed of. Also because of what they meant. Because of what you did. It's time to understand. There was no meaning in any of it. It was simply an experience that you and your soul chose. An expression of your own soul. Your soul said, let's go play this game. Let's give this, whatever it was, some meaning. Let's dive into it. Let's fight for it. Or let's fight against it, as the case may have been. Oh, and you put your passion into it. You felt so much passion. And, oh, you felt so much feeling, so much emotion. Oh, well, from our side, from the soul's perspective, it was such an amazing, incredible experience. That's all. That's all it was. An expression and an experience. That's all. Let that in, dear friend. Let that in. Part of you is going to feel really, really let down. It's going to scream, throw a tantrum for a little bit. How could that not have had any meaning? Some places you fought so hard, so passionately, and then you were destroyed at the human level. You came home. Soul gave you a big hug. Said, wow, what an incredible experience. You said, yeah, send me back. Actually, you usually just kind of fell back because you knew it wasn't done. You were so caught in your meaning that you couldn't stay on our side because you had to go back and get even or finish protecting whatever it was. So you just fell back into the next available mother. You were born and you went right back into the same game, into that same made up meaning. It's time, dear friends. You've asked for the change that is here now. Well, part of that change is the realization that there's no meaning to any of it. No purpose, none whatsoever. You've made up some beautiful stories about it. Some of you know the story told by Tobias of how all of creation came to a standstill almost, and a big conference was held, and it was decided to create this place called Earth to slow all of the energies down and figure out how things worked. Well, it's true. But you see, even that had no ultimate meaning. It was a game. So creation slowed down. Angels panicked. Said, what's going to happen if it all collapses? They didn't understand that they're sovereign beings and you can't really get lost. Ultimately, nothing bad could possibly happen because you exist. You exist. I exist. It's the one and only truth. The one and only unarguable truth. I exist. Everything else is made up. Completely made up. Everything else is simply an expression or an experience. That's all. That's all. We've played a wonderful game together. So many angels, so many souls joining into this mass consciousness. Oh, it's much, much older than Earth. Interacting. Well, you thought you were interacting. And indeed, in a way, you were. You're also sovereign. You can't destroy each other. You can confuse yourselves. You can influence others if they choose to be influenced. But you can't actually touch each other. You can't destroy each other. You can only play the game. That has no meaning whatsoever. Since when did a game ever have meaning? It's just a game. you learn things along the way. But that's a byproduct. That's not the purpose. Even that, there's no meaning in it. It's just a game. It's just experience. Oh, there's incredible wisdom that comes from it. Adds to your experience. It's like the most sweet and beautiful golden nectar. You could call it the nectar of life. It changes everything. It brings life in a way that you've never known before. But there's still no meaning in it. It's just another experience. At some point, you'll be beyond even that. And there's no meaning in it. You are eternity. How can there be any meaning in any point in eternity? Eternity is long enough in terms of time, which itself is just a meaningless point in eternity. But it's long enough to have every experience that could ever be had. And there's no meaning in it. John worries, he knows all this, but he gets caught up in worrying about all these things in his life. Oh. They have no meaning. They're beautiful experiences. He doesn't have too many ugly experiences anymore. His body feels a little ugly sometimes, but even that, it's just an experience. And he's moving beyond it. He hears that and he hopes it's true. At the same time, he knows it's true because I'm here. I'm his soul. I see beyond it. And through my eyes, he sees beyond it now. And dear friend, time, oh, it has no real meaning either. You think that all you have access to is the present, but that's not true either. In this time, for so many of you, it is about the integration with soul, with your soul. Well, your soul doesn't know time. Your soul has no time, and as you integrate, well, you always were integrated, but you created this veil in order to have these experiences. This illusion that you were different from your soul. You weren't, but it was a nice illusion, created some really amazing experiences. Now you're taking away that veil. Now soul is coming in to, for the first time ever, ever in all of your journey, in all of your eternity, for the first time ever, soul is coming in to have this human experience directly as you. And you are receiving the awareness of your soul. You're beginning to sense life through it. What an amazing experience this is. So you see, within eternity, there exists every possibility of you that can exist. Within eternity, there exists the you, the divine human walking the earth as a whole and complete and fully conscious being. No more body issues. No more real body even. Though you can project whatever body you want, whenever you want it. That exists, dear friend, already in your timeline. You see it somewhere off in the future and think you have no access to it. That's not true. You have your soul now, right now. If you're looking around for your soul, so many people come to John for a private channel saying, I need to connect with my soul. I can't feel it anymore. I used to, but I can't feel it now. The answer is always the same. It's because there's no more separation between you and your soul. You're one in the same. You're still looking outside of yourself for your soul. It's not there. Well, it is. No, it's not. It's everything that you perceive around you, outside of you. Everything you perceive is your soul. And you, the one perceiving, are your soul. So you're not going to feel any particular sensation when you feel into your soul. It's just going to feel like you. It's because your soul is here. There is no more separation. No more illusion of separation. It's here. So, as you complete this, we don't want to say it that way. It's already completed. Within this new integration, your soul is outside of time. And so you can feel into that being that you see in your future that has no more body issues, that has no more confusion. It's going through life with a big grin on its face because everything is so magical and so beautiful. So graceful. So amazing. You can feel into that being. You can bring it here. Bring it right here. Don't try to do it in your mind. It's already happening. Just open to it. Go, of course I'm open to it. Where is it? Dear friend, it's right here. It's coming. But you're afraid of it. You're afraid to let that part of you in because you don't know what's going to happen. There's a certain death that happens. The human you've known, it's like the caterpillar that you've left behind. Now you're the butterfly. Only you're not so sure of that yet. All you know is you feel really weird. And you look around and you see that caterpillar over there. It's still living that old life. And you wonder, why can't I do that anymore? Why doesn't anything work right? It's because you're not a caterpillar anymore. No. It's because that future you, you perceive it in the future, but it's really right here. It's coming in. As quickly as you let it, you go, what do I have to do to let it? And we say, stop trying. Just bask in life. As we said in our last message, bask in life. That's all. Stop worrying about it. Stop trying to get it right. Yes, some days are painful. Some days are confusing. Some days the energies are so intense that John hardly knows what to do with himself. Bask in it. Just bask in it. This journey isn't about feeling comfortable. A lot of humans forget that. Never was about feeling comfortable. It's about having an experience and basking in that experience. And the more you do, funny thing, the more comfortable you'll feel. Stop trying. Let go. Stop grasping. Stop worrying. Just bask in life. If you wake up in the morning and you just can't drag yourself out of bed because everything feels so weird, lay there in bed and bask in the energies. If your body hurts, John doesn't want to say this one either, but he will. Bask in it. Bask in the pain. It'll shift. Or your attention will shift. You'll find something more fun or more comfortable to put your attention on. Whatever, just open up to the experience. Remember, you exist. You always have. You always will. You exist. That means that every experience that you have will change. Every experience will change because that's the nature of life. There's no such thing as getting stuck in a particular experience for the rest of eternity because that wouldn't be life. And besides, you're the creator. You're always changing your creation. And besides, it's all in your imagination. It's where your creation is, every bit of it. It's within your imagination, which is always changing. You don't even have the ability to hold that much focus to keep it all the same for eternity. It wouldn't work. So, whatever experience you're having right now, bask in it, because it will change. And it has no meaning. If it hurts, it doesn't mean you're a failure. If it's beautiful, it doesn't mean you're a success. It's just an experience. Have it. Then watch how it changes. You already know that experience changes with your perspective. When you're basking in life, it attracts experiences and potentials that give you more reason to bask. When you're fighting against life, it attracts experiences and potentials that give you more reasons to fight. So which would you rather? That's why we say, bask in life. Sit on the park bench. Enjoy the experience you're having, even if it hurts. You'll probably never have it again. And it will change. It absolutely will change. Because human nature is change. Or perhaps it would be more accurate to say soul nature, divine nature is change. Always. So it will change. So open up to it. Have this experience. It's your one and only chance. Just have it. And watch how it changes. Let go of the meanings. Oh. So many of you have so much pain from betrayal. So many times you were betrayed in your experiences. Well, what is betrayal? Other than a denial of the meaning that you had applied to something. If you're in a relationship, your partner betrays you, leaves you, and you feel betrayed. Why is that? It's because you thought it meant something. It was the loss of that meaning that feels like betrayal. So, let go of the meaning and come back to the experience. And that's, we use relationship as an example because it's so intense for so many of you. But it applies to everything in life. The emotions that you have about things are nothing more than, how to get these words right. The meanings that you give to things are precisely what create the emotions. All of them, without exception. The good emotions, you could say, come when you feel as though your meaning was fulfilled. The negative emotions, the ones that hurt, you could say, come from when the meanings that you gave to whatever it was are betrayed or not fulfilled. That's all. That's all. So, that's why we say it's time to let go of the meaning There is no meaning in all of creation. None whatsoever. There are many, many meanings created by humans, imagined by humans, never by soul. John's checking to see if that was the right words, if that's really true. Because, he's right. This game of giving meaning to things, it goes far, far back, long before humans existed, long before Earth existed. And angels started interacting with each other, started bumping up against each other, and they began giving it meaning. Those meanings, dear friend, they're not real. They do not come from the I am. The I am never, never applies meaning to anything. The I am simply observes, it's simply aware. And as a result of its awareness, all of its energy, all of these energies, call it soul, call it whatever. They come together and they play out all these games with all these pretend meanings that actually have no meaning whatsoever, except within the particular expression and experience that is happening right now. That's all. There's no meaning, no real meaning. When you let that in, you'll be free. You'll finally be truly free. You'll be free to enjoy your experiences. To drink that golden nectar. You'll be so free, you can't even imagine it right now. And then you'll discover the closest thing there is to meaning. It's not meaning at all, but you'll discover the incredible beauty. The words don't really serve us too well, but the incredible beauty that the I am experiences, feels in all of this. The words are way too limited here, but perhaps you can feel what we mean. To have the experience. To be the expression, however it plays out. To have it with no guilt, no shame. Simply have the experience. It's so beautiful. It's so amazing. Golden nectar of wisdom tastes so good. It has no meaning, but damn, it tastes good. It's time, dear friends. Let the meanings go. So many experiences you've had. You thought they meant so much. Even the dog thinks something means something. It doesn't. Let go of the meanings. Just observe, feel the experience without any meaning at all. And you'll find yourself having a whole new relationship with all that you are and all that you have ever been. And indeed, with all that you ever will be. And so it is.